Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. If you're looking to get more horsepower out of your race car, you need to take it over to Stan the Man. He can find horsepower either in the distributor, in the fuel system, carburetor, manifold, you name it. He can do tri-power, four-barrel, dual quad, fuel injection. He does it all. Also does complete restoration services if you have an older vehicle. And he does complete dyno work on his distributors. So if you have a older car and you want to get a little bit more oomph out of it, San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. 6622 University Avenue, San Diego, 619-265-2400. So who have you got on as a guest?
Well, today we are fortunate to have Shelley Wooldridge on the line. She is the founder and organizer of the Western States Racer Expo. Mm-hmm. And she has with her Alton McBride, who is a former racer at El Cajon and was a promoter at the North Wilkesboro Speedway. Now he's in North Carolina.
All right.
So they're both on the line. Hi, Shelley. Hi, Alton.
Hi, thanks for having us on.
No problem. We're happy to have you.
You're getting excited. You got to be getting excited.
Expo's coming up.
It's right around the corner.
It's definitely crunch time, I can tell you that. So things are revving up, that's for sure. I have to tell you that without the help of both of you and everything that you're doing and a few others that I want to mention real quick, because I have a feeling if we get going here, I'm going to forget to thank all the people that really are helping to support this. So Michelle, Dave, you two have been awesome all year long and not only supporting us on the show, but just the encouragement that I'm getting off the air from you has just been huge. And Mark Godfrey at Wayne's. Wayne's has been a big sponsor all 3 years and even bigger this year. He's been much more involved than he had been before, and without his help this would not happen. And then the company sponsors that have come in, CP Carrillo and Herbert Cams, Race Tech Pistons, Howard's Cams, Rottler Manufacturing. They make the machines that make all these parts that we use in our race cars, and Speedmaster. They've all stepped up and helping to make this thing even better than it was last year.
Mm-hmm. And you're in your third year.
Yes. This has grown from just a simple one day, get some speakers in front of the racers to kind of give them a kick in the right direction to a trade show at the Pomona Fairplex. Mm-hmm. It's amazing the growth that we've had just in these 3 short years. So, February 24th and 25th, Pomona Fairplex. That's where you want to be.
All right. And we're looking forward to not only, giving you continued support and having you on the show. We're going to give you this 15-minute segment at 3:00 every Sunday in January. And then February, if you want it, you can have maybe a little more time. But we're thrilled to support you because we know how much good this does. We know that Race Prep 101 is so important for the racers out there, whether they're a beginning level, middle level, or advanced, or even, at the top of their game, everybody can win and do better on the track and with the support that the Expo can give them.
Yep, absolutely. And just being that it's third year, we talked about how exciting that is, and the exhibitors that we had last year, from Meguiar's 3M waxes to the top industry oil manufacturers, Lucas Oil, Driven Oil, Silverlight Pistons was there demonstrating their coated pistons, was just incredible. And then the retail suppliers too. We had Downforce, we had Racing Plus, just all across the board, all these various companies that support the racers and provide for them, and having them there in front of the racers so that they can meet them and ask questions, put their hands on the parts that they want to use in their cars. It's just is invaluable.
Yeah, it's so important because they should have questions, you know, and they should be there. The companies, the retail suppliers, everybody should be able to find out whether this will be a good fit for that racer, or, you know, maybe someone else is a better fit. And that way they can hash it all out.
Yes, is that dialogue is so much more valuable than the two-dimensional internet. Mm-hmm. Still have information, but gosh, when you can stand in front of an expert and have a dialogue and you just gain so much more, and I think the guys learn and retain it, and oftentimes it leads you down in a direction that you may not have even thought of to begin with, that you wouldn't even have thought of to research, but you've got this expert that's taking you by the hand and is going to help you get to that point that's going to make you successful.
Yeah, it's so important.
And Shelley, you know, you're always the good guy, so I'll play the bad guy. Those companies that are out there on the fence, they need to get off the fence and realize that to get short track racing through its survival period, we're all in a survival period right now in this world, the way things are. I don't care what business you're in, but you know yourself, when it's the tough grind of what gets spent first, you know, your sport is always second to eating. And so a lot of people ask all the time, and I don't care if you're coast to coast, we hear it every day back here in the industry with the changes that have happened, is how do we get it back like the 80s and 90s on with, you know, pavement and dirt short track race? And the reality of it is this is a vehicle here that's in place for these companies to participate, and it has a different feel and a different taste than PRI. PRI is the, you know, the great epitome of professional motorsports involvement with the companies and so forth, but they can't really get down on this level as much with the beginners, with the novice, with the experts, where they can spend the extra time and really get face up and in the pit of that person who's buying their product. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of companies may see that, well, you know, it's a small scale. Is it going to be worth it? Is it not going to be worth it? The reality of it is, if you don't start planting those seeds back and doing it now, it's not a wait till next year thing, because things are tough right now. And there's people who are trying to decide whether they're going to run races or not this year. They're going to sit a year out. So having this vehicle, the money's been spent, the commitment's there from this management group. And I've only watched from a distance for the 3 years. I've had involvement behind the scenes on a very minuscule amount. When Shelley would ask a question or ask my opinion on something, of course, because of our second-generation family heritage in motorsports, you know, I always take that call, and I want this thing to work for her, because whether it's her husband, Dennis, whether it's her, we all want to see our heritage survive in this. And a big part of that happening is we got to get every company that's involved. I don't care if you're selling enclosed or open trailers, or if you're a diesel custom shop, think about it. Every one of these teams has to pull to the racetrack with something, and to bond every form of business and local motorsports through Southern, Northern California and beyond. That's what this deal's about. So this is out there for you, and the companies really need to take advantage of it. If you aren't sure that it's a fit for you, you need to make the call, let them walk you through it, and they're going to tell you straight up, here's what it can offer for you, and it's affordable, and that's the biggest thing. Take advantage of it.
Well, you know, you're back. You know, everybody thinks because you're back in North Carolina that you just got racing coming out of your ears. But I think you're having the same problem we're having out here in California, or everywhere, really.
You hit the nail on the head, and I'm known to not beat around the bush. It's just the way I was kind of brought up in the old school, this thing. And I'll tell you the truth, the race parks, and I'm talking the mixture of industry businesses that support the race industry, whether it's seat building or whether it's bearings or whatever it is, the race parks are at 50% capacity. When I first came back here in 93, they couldn't build enough race parks because we were on the upswing.
Mm-hmm.
And I left Richard Petty in the end of 99 and went and did a truck deal for a year and then went on my own with my own shop. And to watch the drastic change, it's incredible and it's concerning. And I can tell you the positive side of it is that there's a consortium group of people like Shelley and Mark Godfrey and a group of another half a dozen that we're working together around the United States on several things that aren't ready to come forward yet. But there's been a concern. We've got to do a lot of things to make this deal last and survive. We've got to get it off of life support. And I'll tell you what, my job would be harder back here with what we're trying to do if it wasn't for that going on back home and out west.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to where now, after 3 years, people are starting to ask questions about it. Hey, what's this Western Expo? You know, so that's when you know you're on the right track, and you just got to, as bad as it hurts some days, like you say, we are up to our ears in racing, but we're only up to one ear because the deal's hurting.
I hear you. Alton, thank you very much for taking time out of your Sunday, calling in. Shelley, we'll look forward to hearing from you next Sunday.
Okay, can I take 1 second and tell everybody where they can get a little more information?
Sure can.
Yep, they can go on the website is www.westernstatesraceraxpo.com. We'll be updating that here in the next day or two. And then also our Facebook page, which is probably the most up-to-date, and that's, again, Western States Racer Expo. So either of those places, you can catch up on what's going on, and then there's some links there if people have some questions and phone numbers and emails if they want to get in contact with us.
All right. Sounds great. And we got to set up a date for KUSI here in the near future so we can get that taken care of before the event. And again, thank you very much for calling in, and we will definitely be talking to you next Sunday.
All right. Thank you both.
All right. Thanks, Shelley. Guys. Thanks, Alton.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a dear, dear friend is on the line, Debbie Chapman. She's with Racers Against Drugs. She's been doing this program for longer than I care to admit. Started at Cajon Speedway, and she's just keeps on pushing. So stay tuned. You're listening to the You Oughta Know Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
Listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Ford, El Cajon Ford to be exact, 1595 East Main Street. The deals are flying off the charts over there, folks. They are discounting the new Ford vehicles like you would not believe. 1595 East Main Street. Go to ElCajonFord.com, ElCajonFord.com. Also, Barona Speedway, it's another segment that they sponsor, and that's the racetrack that Paul Dyke races at, holds a few trophies. Debbie Chapman started at Cajon Speedway and moved over to Barona, carrying the Racers Against Drugs mantra, goes to schools, sits with the kids, and really makes a major impact on the youth of today. Debbie, how are you today?
I'm good, Dave. How you doing?
Well, it's good talking to you. I haven't seen you in a little while, but I'm sure you're just as busy as can be.
Oh, yeah. We're our banquet for Barona is next Saturday, so I'm getting ready for that. Got a lot going on with the banquet. Looking for sponsors still for the banquet, if anyone's interested out there.
Okay. How do they get a hold of you?
619-249-7763.
That's easy.
Or through the Barona Speedway website, they can also contact me.
Wouldn't you know, the one time I could probably come to your banquet, I'll be in Detroit.
I can go.
Yeah, you
oh,
can
there
go.
We go.
There you go.
That
so, but you and I still got to get together this year to put Rad on KUSI, young lady.
Yes, we do need to do that. I am actually, I've been doing RAD for 20 years, and I am getting ready to get some new people more involved in RAD, and I'm sort of retiring from it, but I'll still be supporting it 100%.
Of course.
But I think it needs some young people with new ideas and, you know, people that are currently racing that can get out there and do what we've been doing for so long.
I got just the girl. Her name is Brittany Sandoval. I'll volunteer her in a heartbeat.
Brittany would be perfect for it.
See?
And I think you do know the people that are taking it over. It's going to be the Schaefers. Jessica Schaefer.
Oh.
Hot Miss, I think you might know her as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her husband, Jeff. So
excellent.
Yeah, it's good. It's time. I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do with it and, you know, take it from there.
Well, that just means there's somebody else's butt I'll start kicking because
there you go. Yeah.
You know me, you know, because there's opportunities in town. I mean, taking the cars over to Fox 5, taking it over to KUSI, you know, getting involved. And, you know, and I understand you're going to be at Western States Racer Expo.
Why? You were just talking to Shelley, right?
Right. So we'll say, because we're going to come up there and do radio live. So make sure you chase us down, and we'll definitely, and the whole 1 to 4 is going to be racer radio. So there's 3 hours that you can, you know, wiggle your way in, and it's to help promote. And we're, you know, last, how many kids did we interview last time?
Oh, wow.
25 kids, something like that. I mean, it was crazy, but it's so well needed, and it's so refreshing talking to today's youth, you know, because we've really got some good kids out there, especially in the racing community.
Yes. Oh, and that's one thing about Verona, with the mini dwarf and junior sprints out there. These kids start racing at 5, and it teaches them, you know, first of all, it's such a great thing for the families to do together, and it's a great tool to use if you don't get good grades or you act up in school. Guess what? You're not racing. And it works. These are some good kids that, I mean, a lot of the kids that were racing in those cars when I first started up at Verona are now in modifieds or beyond, you know, racing in other classes, other types of racing now.
Right. And we got to start. I mean, like I said, you got to start at the, you know, at the youth and work our way up. You can't wait until they get to a certain age and it's too late.
Right. So for the expo, Racers Against Drugs is also looking for someone to sponsor our entry to that. We would love to have a display up there. And we could use a little help with the entry fees for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be passing out flyers for the expo at the banquet to everybody that comes. Banquet's open to the public, too. The tickets are $45 each. It includes a nice dinner. Get to hang out with all the racers. And if they mention your name, Dave, I'll sell them the tickets for
$35. Oh, wow.
Next Saturday at the Elks Lodge in El Cajon, and we starts at 5, and we'd love to see some of the fans there.
All right, a Dave Stahl discount.
All right, I'm all for that. Anything I can do to help out, my dear, just you know, just let us know.
Okay.
What's the entry fee for Western States?
Oh, for
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's $500.
Okay.
For a 10 by 10.
All right. So we just got to find somebody that's got $500 they can throw your way.
Yeah, and that's for the 2 days.
Right.
All right. Well, that's...
We'll be up there either way. We just, you know, we'd really love to have a car up there and be able to set up a booth. Either way, we're going to support it, of course. It's a great event. And we'd love to be there. I came in a little late on your prior interview. Was that Alton McBride you were talking to?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, great.
Yes. We get him from all over the place, girl. We get him from all over the place.
Yeah, you do. Actually, we'll be out in that neck of the woods here by the middle of the summer. That's where we're going.
So Racers Against Drugs
You're
travels?
Going there for what?
To live.
You're relocating?
Yes.
You're taking all the race cars with you?
No.
You're going to sell them?
No. The cars stay with Rad.
Oh, okay. So it stays with the Schaefers. They have custody. Okay.
Right.
Got it.
No.
Have you been back there before? Have you spent any time back in North Carolina, my dear?
The last 4 years, we've gone back there on vacation, and it's the most beautiful place I've been in this country.
Mm.
It's amazing.
So, and you've been here in the winter?
No, and my poor husband, who's never lived anywhere but San Diego, is a little nervous about that. But we have family there, and Alton, we hope to come in and visit, and we have quite a few friends that are there now, so we're going to adapt and look forward to it.
Well, you'll make a fortune. Whatever you're selling here, you'll be able to get it dirt cheap back there.
Yeah.
Well, I know they're going to miss you out here. Not just the Racers Against Drugs, but Brittany and the whole gang at Barona.
That's all right.
Definitely
you're
will
only
miss you.
A phone call away.
Yeah, I'll miss everybody too. We'll be in touch. We'll be keeping an eye on stuff, and we'll be there for support no matter where we are. But it's just, Dave, I'll speak for myself. Getting a little older, and it's
I hear you, girl.
It's time to chill,
and you can't chill in California, let me tell you.
Can't afford to.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Gotta keep working.
And you never know, you might start a Racer Against Drugs program back there.
Exactly. We've already checked out some short tracks back there, and you never know. We have Racers Against Drugs has some other organizations that kind of piggybacked off of us. They're not directly affiliated, but they're called Racers Against Drugs. We have one in Hawaii and Michigan and Florida. So there might be one in North Carolina.
Soon. Right. See, when you said you were going, I thought, it's a traveling program.
I knew she was packing up and leaving. I could hear the tone in her voice.
You can hear the smile, huh?
I don't know. A smile with a little bit of a frown, because you are going to be missing an awful lot of good, close friends.
Yes, I will. I'll miss Barona and so many of the people there. And, there's a lot. There's a lot that we'll miss, right. But you got to do what's best. And that's what's best for us at this time. So we're looking forward to the adventure.
Hey, we're not giving you any argument. We want you to be happy, and just having you back there, that gives us another link to racers back on the East Coast that we can talk to.
In the meantime, if someone wants to get information on Racers Against Drugs, how would they do that?
They can go to our website, which is racersagainstdrugs.org, and there is contact information, email addresses, and phone numbers on the website.
And if someone wants to sign up for the banquet, how would they do that?
They could call me at 619-249-7763.
Okay.
All right, kiddo. Hey, well, we definitely got to see you before you leave, so don't leave until you say goodbye.
Okay, and Michelle, you have a ticket waiting for you if you want to come to the banquet.
You're sweet. All right, kiddo. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you. Because when are you leaving?
Probably middle of the summer.
Okay, then we got time to chase you down.
Yeah.
Start looking at your calendar for a Sunday in either February, March, April for KUSI for Rad.
All right. Thanks, Debbie.
You have homework. All right. We're going to take a small break. Scott Delosio is on the line. We'll be chatting with him. Paris Auto Speedway up next. AM 1170.
The Answer.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
San Diego.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. We are The Answer. Getting ready for Western States Racer Expo. But in the meantime, Scott Delosio is online from Paris Auto Speedway. Go to parisautospeedway.com for all your scheduling needs. Find out what's coming up. Or, best off, just listen every Sunday at about, 3:30, and you can hear the golden tones of Scott Delosio. How you doing, bud?
Good, good. Did I hear you're headed to my hometown, Detroit?
Yes, I am. And I've noticed that the temperature back there is not conducive to a Californian, but I'm still going.
Well, let me, you got a pencil there?
Sure.
Here's your list.
Here's what you need to write down.
Okay.
Saunders, spelled S-A-N-D-E-R-S. Hot Fudge Sunday.
Oh.
Oh, God. Oh.
We were just talking about this off air.
Yes.
Oh, they're unbelievable. Find a hole-in-the-wall Coney Island place.
Oh.
Coney Island actually were invented in Detroit.
That's what I thought, the hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The Coney Island, they're actually from Detroit, and they have tons of them. You got to go to a hole-in-the-wall.
Okay.
So I'm writing this down.
If you like fish, find a restaurant back there that serves Lake Perch.
Serves what?
Lake Perch. Not ocean perch, Lake Perch.
Lake Perch. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And of course, White Castles, too.
Oh, yeah. Because they're not the same as the frozen ones.
No,
they're not. The frozen ones are, I don't eat much red meat anymore, but frozen ones are good, but a fresh one, that, especially when it's cold, when you're driving on the street and you're a mile away and you can smell them. It's spectacular.
Well, that's a good list.
So when's the last time you were in Detroit?
It's been a long time. It's actually been 30-some years.
Oh, wow.
The last time I was there was 1982.
Oh.
And it was San Diego tied to. It was right about this time of year. San Diego Chargers were playing the Cincinnati Bengals in the playoffs in Cincinnati. I just remember that day because the temperature outside was 20 or 25 below. But the wind chill, because the wind was blowing, the wind chill, it was 70-some degrees below zero.
Oh, crikey.
Holy moly. Yeah.
So, get ready.
Yeah, well, I've been in, I've been in 40 below in Korea, but I was young and stupid and didn't know any different. So, I'm planning on gearing up, you know, layers, all nine yards.
Yeah, if you dress for it, it's, you know, it's actually kind of cool because most people won't go outside in that kind of weather.
Right, and I'm only going to go, you know, I'm going to the hotel and then from the hotel to the Detroit Auto Show. And so I'm not going to be out like golfing or anything.
The auto show still at Cobo?
Your guess is good as mine. I'm going as a guest of a car manufacturer. So they'll just hustle me around like I don't know what I'm talking about.
Sounds great.
But I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to the Detroit Auto Show. It's Mecca. You know,
when I was a little kid, my dad took me every year. We'd go to that.
Sure. And I bet you loved it.
Oh, it was awesome. It was the greatest.
Wow. Look at all the exercise you got, too, because that's what I'm hearing about.
That's what I need nowadays.
Well, yeah. We were talking about that off air, you know, because we both got to figure out a way to lose. We've got that happy 5 pounds that loves us the most.
Exactly.
And just doesn't want to leave.
It keeps crying and saying, no, come on, have another cookie. I want to stay. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Especially at the holidays.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I did pretty good in the holidays. Not as good as I would like, but I was pretty good at it. But then I weakened. But you know how that goes.
Yeah, I was good at the holidays. It was the after the holidays.
Right.
Killing me right now.
I'm serious as a heart attack. So what's going up in Paris?
You know, we're opening next week with winter heat. 2 days of racing, Saturday and Sunday. IMCA Modified is going to be their first full points-paying race. When I say points-paying race, full points, it'll be their national points, their Paris Auto Speedway points, their Western Regional points, and their California State points. That's our first two races of the year for those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have other stock car divisions going to be there, too. It's going to be the street stocks, super stocks, and factory stocks. So we expect, and we're hoping for, a real good field of modified cars.
Wow, that's going to be huge. And I love it when you do the winter season, because every time you, like last year when you did the winter season, we got rain like crazy.
Yeah, last year we had one race in December, and we were supposed to have two in January like we're doing this year, back-to-back days, and two in February, and we only got the December race in.
Isn't that crazy?
And weather looks great. We're going to get hit with rain, supposedly starting early tomorrow morning before the sun comes up through Tuesday. But after that, you know, have light rain on Wednesday, and we're looking good the rest of the week. So we're going to get this one in. We've talked to, you know, for people who are modified fans, Andy Obertello's coming down from Northern California. Stephen Fangmeyer told me Robbie Sawyer's coming down out of Bakersfield. And I got a note from Brad Pounds coming from Bakersfield, or asking questions and planning on coming. So we got a lot of the heavy hitters who are normally not there during the regular season.
Well, you know, because really the initial idea of you guys doing the winter season was just for what we're talking about, for guys and girls that have no place to race because of the season. And you guys were giving them an opportunity. So, yeah, I would imagine that race Saturday night should be wild.
Yeah, and we're doing it, like you said, Saturday night. We actually start at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's great.
So, you know, it's both nights, Saturday and Sunday, it's going to start at 3. Gates are going to open at 2. Pit gate opens at noon. We start at 3 because, you know, we start our normal time 7. By the time we get to 10 o'clock or 9:30, it's really going to be freezing. So we're starting at 3 o'clock. Hopefully, we try to run this show quicker. And hopefully we'll have everybody on their way home by 5:45 or 6, you know, non-yellow flag, hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll get them out of there fast.
That's great.
That is sweet.
That's all dictated by yellow and red flags, too.
Well, sure. And then you might have a few because a lot of people are just coming off the season. I mean, is it me or is it a really short season time off? My goodness.
Yeah, it's a short time off. What was it? 7 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago was our final race of the year.
Yeah, this is great, though, for anybody who doesn't need the time to get ready for, you know, real race season to open at whatever track they're normally at, to come down here and do this.
Yeah, and there's a lot of heavy stuff, like Arizona started their late model deal. It's a huge deal. I think it started yesterday or Friday night, where the late models run 5 to 7 races in about 10 days.
Wow.
You know, so that gets a late model guys. They've got a different modified series running over there. So, you know, racetracks out here, growing up in Michigan, we couldn't even dream of this.
Right,
but
right.
Racetracks out here, you know, you get to do it. Mm-hmm. Some tracks, like promoters, want to take advantage and try to get it going, get the fans involved and getting the drivers involved.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing that we're supposed to have a drier winter this winter than we did last winter, which I thought there was a lot of rain last winter.
It rained like crazy last winter. And here, I'm not sure. I'm sure it's probably almost the same in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
They're saying on the news up here. Well, you're up. You're in
Orange County, yeah.
Right. They were saying the other day on the news, we haven't had measurable rain since last February. And we had one of the wettest winters in history last year.
Mm-hmm.
So you might get lucky on these races that you do have planned for January and February. You might actually be running them.
Well, we're going to get in this week for sure.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens in February. Hopefully it'll work out the same way.
Right.
Well, I had the firefighter demo derby people in promoting their event, even though it's way down in June. And we were talking, you know, in the lunchroom, and they were saying that, you know, all that rain that we got last year. Well, let me tell you what, all that rain last year did nothing but grow fuel for the fires. That's why California has gotten so, you know, inundated with fires is because of that last winter. So,
and then when it rains after the fires, you got to worry about mudslides.
Yeah,
it's never ending. It's never, never ending.
So it looks like February 10th, you actually is called opening day.
Actually, well, this is winter heat. This coming next weekend,
right?
Opening of the pass car season. That is February 10th and 11th. We'll have the IMCA modifieds. They'll be running for points again. That'll be the first time the street stock, super stocks, and factory stocks run for points.
Okay.
And then February 3rd, that's the official season opener for the 23rd year with the World of Outlaws and the USAC CRA Sprint.
Oh, you mean March 3rd?
March 3rd. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I'm writing all this down.
Yeah, she is.
And it's all on your website, too.
On the website, on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Hey, did you get a chance to see Bam Bam's segment on KUSI?
Yeah. He sent it to us. We posted it up on all our social media. It's pretty good.
Isn't he a character?
He's great. He's missing our race next week, though. He's going on a cruise.
Yeah, I know. He told us. He said that. And I think he did it last year. He missed the first race.
I think last year, though, he wasn't ready.
Yeah, it wasn't that he was going on a cruise. He just wasn't ready. And he still did quite well, considering he lost that first race. So he's thinking this might be a good thing.
Well, you know what? He did great last year. He won 3 main events. He never won a modified main event before. He was in contention for the championship on the last night.
Yeah.
So, you know, he did really good last year. He's come a long, long way from a guy who, 9 years ago, started running in our factory stocks.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, there's only going to be one problem when he gets back from his cruise. And that's like trying to stuff 2 pounds of salami in a 1 pound bag. You know how much he's going to eat on that cruise? He'll never get in his race car.
Well, I know Steven. He's going to eat like, he's going to eat good.
You should have seen him, you should have seen him getting good. In and out of it at KUSI when he pulled it in. You know, he pulls it in. I hear this, thunk, and that was him getting out of the car.
You said that, not me.
I can do it, though, because he's not that big. And he's way, way far away. But, yeah, he's such a great guy. He is such, yeah, he's so good for the sport. He's amazing.
He's a guy who gets it.
Yeah,
you know, when it comes to promotion and that. And I've dealt with drivers. I write portfolios and stuff, help them with PR. And so few guys get it. He gets it.
Well,
I mean, some people understand it. He gets it fully. He takes it as far as he possibly can. He pushes the envelope in the right direction all the time.
Yeah.
And people, you know, other drivers, short track drivers need to take a look at him and see what he does.
Yep.
You know, there's a reason he's got a ton of sponsors on his race car.
That's you hit it right on the head.
Exactly.
Hey, are you coming out to Western States Racer Expo, or is Paris going to display?
I think Paris is going to display. I'll see if I'm going to be there. I'm not 100% sure because, like, after this week, I've got a go-kart banquet next week.
Ooh.
I get 2 weeks off. I'm on 1 week and two off again, and I'm pretty much booked all the way through Turkey Night again in Ventura in November. So it all depends if I can get a kitchen pass that weekend or not.
All right. Well, we're going to be doing radio from there on that weekend, so you're more than welcome to come out and hang with us.
It's right by my house. I live in Chino, so I'm like five miles away.
We'll have lunch at your house.
There you go.
All right.
Going to bring back a big bag of Coney Islands. And,
I'm going to work on it.
The White Castle.
I'll definitely work on it for you, brother.
Hey, have a good trip.
Hey, and definitely call in next Sunday. That way Michelle's got somebody to talk to.
If I don't call in because we start racing next Sunday at 3, I will try to get somebody lined up, preferably one of our guys who's running the Turkey Night Grand Prix.
If not,
that's fine.
All right, excuse me, run the Chili Bowl.
There you go.
Oh, that'd be great.
Cool. All right, buddy. Hey, take care. We'll talk to you later, folks. We're going to take a small break.
Thanks,
this
Scott.
This is Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. This segment brought to you by Certified Car Care, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. They're a race shop and a general repair shop as well. So if you ever have anything that you're trying to get hopped up or you want to go quicker or more performance, take a run over to Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. You get there, tell them you heard it right here on AM 1170. You'll get yourself a discount off a dyno pull. Okie dokie. So, why don't you hand me my card, and I am going to run downstairs and get the boys.
All right.
And I'll let you just chat.
So, there's some racer news. Richard Petty Motorsports has announced that they are going to be aligning, whatever that means, with Richard Childress Racing for the NASCAR season coming up. And that's been reported by NBC Sports. So we'll see what happens with those guys. The other thing I heard about recently was a couple of IndyCar drivers are going to be doing The Amazing Race. This is a reality show and it's on CBS. They go all over the place. There's teams every year comprised of, sometimes they have some celebrities, but most of the time they're just normal people like you and me. Teams of two, and they compete. And this year, two IndyCar drivers are comprising a team, and they are Connor Daly and Alexander Rossi. So that might be kind of fun to get involved with that. If you like those guys and you're a fan, you're going to have to watch Amazing Race. That's all there is to it. So another thing that I wanted to go, since we have a little time in this segment, is talk about Supercross. Now, this is the AMA Supercross. It's motorcycle racing. And I'm not really a big person on motorcycles or racing motorcycles, so this was kind of a new thing for me. But I did cover the press conference last year and covered it again this year at Angel Stadium because that's where I live. And it was very, very easy for me to get up there. Dave, actually, I talked him into coming up. So on Friday, we went up to Angel Stadium and got to interview all of the 450 class drivers who are or riders who are at the top of their game. Last year's champ was Marvin Musquin. He's a French racer. And this is the Monster Energy Cup, which is what they're competing for. He was very low key, very nice, very good personality, but he kind of got lost in the shuffle at the press conference because everybody wanted to talk about Ken Roczen. He had a horrible accident on his motorcycle during the race, actually in January last year at Anaheim.
Well, he broke his What bone is it? Which one is that right here?
Your ulna.
That's Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Gun guys just showed up.
Yeah, it's all chaotic
and
in here now.
And we still can't find the keys to the Jeep.
Yeah, never.
So, but, you know, I can't believe
He went through 14 surgeries, a whole bunch
of
pins.
Did you see that clampy thing that they were twisting and turning his arm?
Yeah, they had to do a lot of muscle resection on him.
Well, because he ripped the muscle clean and he broke the two little knobs off
your elbow.
If you rub your elbow, you can feel the two little knobs on either side. Both of those were sheared off.
Yeah, and when he went to the press conference, you'd never know it. He looked fine. He's in a suit. He looked really great. Well, that was a good question.
I think
because all the other race car or all the other racers were just in their regular motorcycle racing outfits, and here he comes in a suit. He was looking like Brad Pitt,
Dapper Dan.
Yeah,
is what he
was
like.
Looking real nice.
But you know,
and
how
he
old
said,
is he? He's in his 20s.
Yeah, and he said, "Look, I went through a ton of physical therapy, but I'm down to just wearing a wrist brace." And he was at the point where he could not even lift a cup of water. And now he's just wearing a wrist brace. He was gripping fine on his handlebars. No problem there.
And he did. I mean.
But he was grilled. The media grilled him.
Well,
he did very good. I mean, there were a lot of questions.
I think people were more amazed at what he was able to do. And be able to come back from this injury. Because, folks, he's got a scar from his wrist to his armpit, or darn close to it.
Yeah.
Because they literally had to open him up and completely go in. So whoever that surgeon was.
Yeah, brilliant.
And
he probably had a team.
Well, and he bounced back. I mean, they said he shouldn't even be on a motorcycle for another, couple of months?
Yeah, exactly. So, turns out that Ken did just fine in the races last night, which I went to. And I watched the qualifying and then I went home because it was getting cold out there. But he got fourth place in his class. He did great. Marvin Musquin got first because, you know, he was the returning champion. So it was no surprise there. Jason Anderson, he got second. He actually did really well at the finale last year in Vegas. He was first.
Mm-hmm.
And he did some training this year in Florida, and he got a new Husky bike for this year. So he was, like, ready to rock. And he brought it. You know, second place it was really close between him and Marvin Musquin.
Yeah.
And fourth place went to Ken Roczen. Third place went to Justin Barcia. And Justin was, like, an add-on.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who was supposed to take that ride couldn't do it. I forget why. They were saying this was part of the broadcast.
Right.
And this guy was just sort of like, well, all right, we'll sign up Justin Barcia.
He'll be fine.
He got third place. So good for them. They made
a
good pick. So this is the 44th year of Supercross. They have huge numbers who watch this on TV. The place was packed, 40,000 people, totally sold out. And
crazy.
Yeah. They're going to do 17 rounds again this year. All of it's televised on Fox Sports 1, live streamed on Fox Sports Go app. If you want scheduled details, it's supercrosslive.com. They're going to have a new point system. They're going to do a triple crown format with three main events at three specific races. And it's all on the schedule if you want to know which ones are the triple crown. They did one East-West shootout last year. And this year they're adding in a second one because apparently it was really, really popular. They're going to continue doing amateur races. They're going to do four of them. They're doing this seating in the center area, which is, I got to go there because I had a media pass and VIP and whatnot. And so you're in the middle of the race and it's all going on around you. It was insane. And I didn't get any mud splattered on me or anything like that, but I was kind of expecting it to. A new venue they're going to add into their schedule is Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They haven't raced there before. Okay. So what else? Oh yeah. If you want tickets, go to supercrosslive.com.
Bingo.
Yeah. So that's your Monster Energy Supercross media alert for the week, for the season,
exactly.
Actually.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Now, as far as racing news, I have posted some of racing news on carcentric.net. We also have Racer Radio is our Facebook page, and we do share a lot of interesting stuff on our Facebook page. So you really need to go over there. It's lagging behind our You Ought to Know page. You Ought to Know has 610, and Racer Radio only has like 99 likes. Mm-hmm. I know.
Come on,
well, it's,
guys.
It's newer. It's
Get
newer.
Out there and kick some butt.
And You Ought to Know has been around for a while. And I just added Racer Radio this in 2017.
Well, so, what we're going to do, if we can get you folks to like Racer Radio, we're going to have some swag for you.
Yeah, because we get swag. And listen, I don't need it sitting in my office, all right? We don't need to get rid of it.
So we're just letting you folks know. And let everybody, because, I mean, let's face it, we're the only motorsports show in town. Now, if you don't like what we're doing.
Then don't like us.
Go ahead and like us, but tell us why you don't like it. Tell us what we're missing. Tell us what we could do better. Tell us, because we're big boys and girls. I mean, you know.
Right. If you want to hear about some different things, like maybe you want to hear more about some other kinds of racing that we're not covering. Like, we do cover E, the Formula E. We cover Formula One. We cover whatever comes up, we try to cover it. And as you can see, motocross too. So, carcentric.net, You Ought to Know, and Racer Radio on Facebook.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, we're going to have to let you go. This has been Racer Radio. Gun Sports Radio's right around the corner.
And we'll be back next week and hope Dave has a nice time in Detroit.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.